This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. History has been created in the assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu. While the Bharatiya Janata Party has secured overwhelming mandate in West Bengal and set to form government in the state for the first time, Debutant Tamila Vetri Vatkaragam, or TVK, has emerged as the largest party in Tamil Nadu. Meanwhile, Assam and Puducherry have re-elected its outgoing governments and the Congress-led UDF has come to power in Kerala. In West Bengal, the BJP has won 206 seats to secure more than two-third majority in the assembly, ending the TMC's 15-year rule. Out of 293 assembly seats, results have been declared for 292 constituencies. In Tamil Nadu, actor-turned-politician Vijay's party, Tamilaga Vetri Kadagam, TVK, has created history emerging as the single largest party after winning 108 seats in the first election contested after its formation. In Assam, the ruling BJP-led NDA has secured a historic third consecutive term, surpassing the 64-seat majority mark in the 126-member assembly. In Kerala, the Congress-led UDF has clinched a decisive win. While the Congress won 63 seats, its ally IUML added 22, giving the alliance a dominant edge across the state. In Puducherry, the NDA has regained power, securing a comfortable majority of 18 in the 30-member house. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called the BJP's victory historic and unprecedented and expressed gratitude to the people and party workers of West Bengal, Assam, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and Kerala. Addressing party workers at the BJP headquarters in Delhi last evening after the poll results, the Prime Minister said that BJP, NDA governments are in power in more than 20 states. He said BJP's mantra is citizen is God and party is dedicated to serving the people. He added that people are therefore placing more and more trust in the party.
Jai parajay loktantra aur chunavi rajniti ka ek swabhavik hissa hota hai. Lekin panch pradeshon ki janta ne pure vishwa ko dikhaya hai ki ye hamara Bharat mother of democracy kyon hai. Loktantra democracy hamare liye sirf ek tantra nahi hai. ये हमारी रगों में दौड़ता हुआ संस्कार है सिर्फ भारत का लोकतंत्र ही नहीं जीता है भारत का संविधान भी जीता है.
India has said the attack on the Fujairah Petroleum Industries zone in the UAE, which resulted in injuries to three Indian nationals, is unacceptable. Three Indian nationals were injured after a fire broke out at the Fujairah Petroleum Industries zone yesterday, following a drone attack from Iran. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry called for the immediate cessation of hostilities and condemned the targeting of civilian infrastructure and innocent civilians. Vietnam President Tho Lam is arriving at Gaya in Bihar today on a three-day state visit to India. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising several ministers and senior officials of the government of Vietnam, along with a strong business delegation. The Vietnamese president will arrive in New Delhi later in the day. Tomorrow, President Tho Lam will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan. Later, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold wide-ranging discussions with President Tho Lam across the spectrum of bilateral relations as also on regional and global issues of mutual interest. President Draupadi Murmu will hold a meeting with President Tho Lam in the evening. In Bihar, 12 people lost their lives in separate incidents of storm, rain and lightning yesterday. 5 deaths were reported from East Champaran district, 4 from Aurangabad and 3 from Gaya district. Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary has expressed deep grief over the incidents. He has directed that an ex gratia amount of 4 lakh rupees each be provided to the next of the kin of the deceased. Two Indian journalists have won the prestigious Pulitzer Prize for an art reporting project exposing cybercrime in India. Anand R.K. and Suparna Sharma, along with Natalie Obiko Pearson, were announced as the winners in the illustrated reporting and commentary category for the report they produced for Bloomberg. And that is the end of this news bulletin.